Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast. As always, it's hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of Amazon FBA University. Today's episode, we talk about how we stay motivated and really our tools, our strategy for moving our business forward and growing it when you're in online business. First, as always, we're going to plug our Accelerator 2.0 program. We have a 12-month step-by-step Amazon private label coaching program where most of our students are at step zero. Some currently have Amazon businesses. Regardless of what your situation is, we take you step-by-step into how to actually build an Amazon private label business, starting at the foundational concept of what products to pick, how to spot opportunities, how to ensure demand isn't saturated, how to really know you can get to page one in certain markets, all the way through launching, scaling, you know, a little bit of external marketing, more advanced topics. In 12 months, we're able to do this. So if you are interested, if now is the time to start your online business, book a call. There's a link in the show notes. We would love to talk to you. If we have spots, we would love to work with you right now, my man. So let's talk about this. We both run a couple different businesses. In general, working an online business is, it can be isolating, right? And there is times, you know, depending on what online business income is month by month. You no longer think in annual revenue, which is a beautiful thing. But if you just had a big month last month, and you know, some, you know, you're eating well, X, Y, and Z. What are the tips? How do you stay motivated? What's kind of your go-to when you got those mornings where you just don't wake up and want to jump out?
Yeah, dude, I'll just recap. So this morning was one of those mornings, right? So I had a payment with American Express. In the reference, you normally put your card number in the reference, right? I got a digit wrong. So my payment went into thin air. So I thought I was a couple grand down, but luckily I managed to phone them up and recoup that. Only just noticed actually this month when that payment was made last month. So a bit of a mishap there, but energy was kind of low for the day, right? So, I mean, what I do generally, I mean, that's only one thing, right? Business is up and down, as you guys know, when you're running your own business, that like Mike said, there's no job security, right? So you've got to go out there and get it by yourself, right? Anything goes wrong, you take full accountability, you know, not like a job where you can, you know, pass blame or ownership off to your senior manager or manager. You know, you're all in on this. You're the owner. Unless you outsource, you're the accountant, you wear many hats, right? So, I mean, from my point of view, I always try to get out the house every single day. If I'm just going for a walk, I try and get a coffee every day. I try and get out into nature, right? Because I try and reconnect and look at the bigger picture. So if I'm having a rough day or things aren't quite going well, I remind myself why I got into this, right? And I always think to myself, things could be worse. You know, I could be stuck at a desk. I could be in a cubicle for 12, 14 hours a day. I could be living for the weekend as I was before. So I really reconnect with what I'm currently doing to my current goals and my future goals, just to bring everything back into balance. Just because you're having a bad day, you know, is it a bad day or is it just a bad 15, 20 minutes, you know? So I always reconnect and think about that. The other thing I like to do, and you know, Mike's a big believer of this, is to stay real high on the fitness, right? So I've recently went to cycling, so I try and get out there, get a couple of miles in on the bike, which is huge, keep the energy high. I always find that, you know, if you're thriving in business, you need to thrive in fitness as well. And definitely as the business has increased, my fitness and the different activities that I do, it is huge, right? So that's another thing I like to do to keep the energy high, you know, high achievers, high performers. And the other thing I think, and I don't hear a lot of people talking about this, is, you know, your network. So your network is huge, right? So when I was doing this before, I was kind of like in my office, many hours a day, just grinding away, you know, building the business. But when you connect with other people that are doing it and you create that community, it really does make it easier because you bounce ideas off each other. You get to see people that have gone through what you're going through and that are going through what you're going through. And on top of that, Mike and I have created the Accelerator 2.0 program, which we built our own community, right? We've got like 50 people in there at the moment. And it's incredible because not only are we helping people and giving back to the community, but we're seeing people thriving. We're seeing people hit their first 20, 30K months on Amazon, you know, within a couple of months. And it's just incredible, right? So that community there has, for me anyway, has reignited my fire when it comes to Amazon. So having community is huge. And then Mike and I are launching our own brand as well, which is another huge, huge factor, right? So we keep each other accountable. A lot of the times when you're going it alone, you kind of feel like, you know, you have a great day, like, or a great month, like Mike said, and then you fall off and think, hey, I don't need to go as hard this month because last month was great. But when you do something together and you're launching something together and you're building something together, as Mike and I have done, you know, over a year now, we've been building stuff. It's incredible because you hold each other accountable. If someone's having a bad day, you poke them back up. It's always easier to tackle things as a group as opposed to going it alone. So that's a huge thing, networking. And then the other thing I'd say is reconnecting with family. Like, I always go back to my why. My family's a big why for me. You know, I want my kids to have a better life than I had. You know, I want my wife to have a great life. I just want to create a legacy as well, right? So all these things kind of, if you put them all in a pot together and mix it up, you know, those are the main things that keep me motivated. So I never get, and I'm quite an upbeat person. I don't really get depressed. I've had a few traumas in my life, nothing major, but I don't really get depressed in life. I keep the energy high. I always like to think, you know, hey, it could be a lot worse. At least we're still breathing, right? As long as you're still breathing, you've got another chance at life. So yeah, energy's high. Ambitions are high. Optimism's huge, man. And yeah, that's how I get through bad times, tough times in business, baby. There's no tough times. There's only a tough couple of days.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, that's all. I mean, and obviously we know our own strategies. There are not too many days, not too many hours that Ryan and I aren't communicating in a way. And that really helps. Yeah. But going all the way back, for me, a couple things make it, I'll talk about days that start to fray and you feel like a little lost. Those days are when I don't have, the biggest thing for me is not having a clear plan, because I can, it's not hard for me to get up and work if I know what the hell I'm doing, but it's those times where there's just like 14 floating items and you sit down to do the work and you're jumping around. Any notification is going to win and is going to take your attention because you don't even know where your attention should be. So the first thing is just really trying to pick one or two things in the morning, attack those, and then let the notifications come in after that. So that helps. Yeah. For me, yeah, just being, having a little bit of stillness and quiet, whether that just be like meditation or I pretty much almost every morning I'm going to get a workout in. And so those things, especially now that, you know, back when I had a 9-to-5, I had to squeeze the workout in. I had to kind of, everything felt like a rush. And now being able to do that on my own time, you know, some mornings I'm working at 6 a.m. Some mornings I don't start till 11. And just making sure that I don't forget that I'm damn grateful to be on my own schedule now is pretty crucial. So a clear plan, really for me, I know you too, using pen to pad helps put clarity down, and then just constant progress on like one or two things early in the morning helps me motivate it. And then, you know, in terms of overall motivation, a lot of times you have to, for me, look a few years into the future to stay motivated today, because, you know, our Amazon businesses, our other businesses, it's day by day, what you do isn't going to change your life. But if you look at, okay, I'm only a couple years in, whoever, you know, someone else just started an Amazon business in the first year, they did 200K, whatever, realizing that, oh, okay, this is cool, but imagine what this could be with just a little more continued effort. And then if I expand that time horizon on what I'm actually trying to do, that keeps me motivated. Because a lot of times day to day, you're like, okay, I got to do some marketing. I got to do this. If I didn't do that, nobody would know. And my income wouldn't necessarily change today. But those kind of decisions start to unravel the more weeds you let grow, you'll eventually just be chaotic. So that's for me, clarity and a long-term future perspective. Always bring it back in and keep the fire hot.
Another thing I want to touch on is, well, two things actually. One is to reward yourself, right? So don't, for me, I always try and, when I reach a certain milestone, whether that be revenue, profit, just a goal I'm looking to achieve, a quantifiable goal, I always reward myself with something. Could be small, could be large. But I'm a big advocate of rewarding yourself along the way. So don't wait till, you know, you get to that stage where, let's say, for example, your aim is to quit your job. Don't wait till you quit your job to reward yourself. If you've taken some steps towards the direction of quitting your job, reward yourself, right? Whether that be small or large, going for a fancy meal with some friends or family, buying, you know, that, you know, piece of perfume or whatever it is, that small win that's going to help you keep you in the game and keep you engaged, do it. Big advocate of that. I think you should eat well. You should reward yourself well if you're working well. Another thing I'd say is to keep negative people away from you. You know, that's big for me. I think I never like telling anyone who's of a small-minded mindset what I'm doing, because they always find a way to throw a spanner in the works or, mm-hmm. you know, doubt me. And, you know, just because they weren't able to do it doesn't mean I won't be able to do it, because I'm very focused. I'm very motivated. And I honestly believe that I can achieve probably anything I can put my mind to, right, given the amount of time. So try and curate your circle that, you know, make sure your circle has positive people in it and that you've got people that are going along the same path as you. I think that is honestly one of the biggest takeaways from this episode would be to have positive people who are achieving things in life around you, because that will just supercharge your journey and you'll get ahead a lot quicker if you're around those people who are also achieving very well and have a positive mindset that don't put limitations on any moves that you're going to make. Absolutely huge. And since I started doing that, you know, life has got a lot better.
That's, dude, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's probably the number one. Obviously, having positive people is one, but having negative always outweighs positive, you know, if you have it. So there's nothing worse than, say, you're starting your Amazon business, and which is super common. Like, everyone goes through this. And then, you know, your old friends or your just like people around you, because of the time that you're spent doing an online business or whatever goal that's going to help your life.
Yeah.
There will be feedback, negative feedback of, why aren't you coming to the bars? Why aren't you X, Y, and Z traveling on this trip? And those things are great. Like, I big fan when you have time for all of that. But if you are going to have to kind of react to that energy and have to try to overcome it on a regular basis, that's going to hurt. And eventually you're going to become your environment. So avoiding people, you don't go lone wolf. That's not a strategy, but just seek out, even if it's online, people who are doing what you want to do. Then you will always feel like part of a community instead of this outlier who's you know, typing away keys at 9 p.m. on a Friday night, if that's what you're doing. So great. I'm glad you brought that up, my man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's honestly so true. And that for me is probably one of the biggest changes I made to my life in the recent few years. And it's had a crazy, shocking effect that has, you know, just supercharged my growth as a person and in business as well. So absolutely huge. Mm-hmm. And guys, you know, if you're listening to this and, you know, it's the time to start an Amazon FBA business, you want to get involved in private label, you don't want to end up making the same mistakes that Mike and I made when we started out, costing us thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, check out our Accelerator 2.0 program. We're mentoring people through a year-long program. You get unlimited access to Mike and I. You can book as many video calls with us as you want. You get access to 14 hours of recorded lessons. We have a private Slack group. We have weekly Q&As. And we have exclusive monthly sessions with Helium 10, which are live demos and Q&As. So all of that wraps up in our year-long program. We'll see you through at least 3 product launches, and we will help you thrive on Amazon. A couple of our students are absolutely smashing it. Some are doing $25,000, $30,000 a month in revenue within the first few months of selling. So shout out to those guys. Absolutely killing it. If you're interested, click the link below in the show notes or description. If you're watching this on YouTube, book a call with us. Check out the program. Let's see if you're a good fit. If not, we can help you out. If you are, let's get you in the program, man. But as always, guys, check us out. Next episode coming out soon. Stay tuned. Take care.
We will keep you motivated inside.
Hell yeah.